All right, welcome back to the third and final hour of the Chase and Big Joe Show right here on 102.5 The Game, brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Chase McCabe is hitting the friendly skies, hitting the South Bend, Indiana for a big concert this weekend featuring our good friend over in Dixon, Luke Combs. Chase got to go 10 hours, see a guy that lives 45 minutes away over there in Dixon. Isn't that crazy, right?
It's the venue, man.
It's the venue. Like,
well, right? How much would you spend for a ticket to go somewhere else to see, like, your favorite artist?
I spent $160 to see the Beach Boys in Key West. $250 is my limit, but it's got to be really good.
Right. We've had the conversation of $250 is the max. But how much would you spend elsewhere at another venue? To me, I think venues sometimes, I think we all know this, can really bring in the good ambiance of the show.
Well, I mean, the amphitheater in Key West is on the ocean. So, I mean, it's pretty badass. But, like, to see, I don't know, that's a great question. Maybe I'd see, like, Foreigners coming with Lou Gramm in July, playing the Ryman. It's historic. Tickets like $180 or something. I'm buying one for that. I'll go see that. But I don't know, man. I don't know where I would like to go see. You know, I spent good money seeing Buffett at places, but nobody liking. I'm not a big fan of stadium concerts. I think the sound's terrible. The Guns N' Roses played at Nissan 6, 7, 8 years ago. It was just, the sound just took off. It was gone. Right? I like the sound to be condensed in. I'm weird, man.
But I get it, though. Like, the sound reverberates off the walls, off the ceiling, comes back to you. I get all that.
Yeah.
Or it's at, you know, Nissan Stadium or something. That's just going out.
It's gone.
Out and out.
Yeah. And it's a big, like Ascend is great. I don't mind Ascend. It's right there. The sound is close. It's not 65,000 people, so it's not like it just zips out of that. It hangs around for a little bit, then goes. So, I don't know. That's it. Our question today is Morgan Wallen's playing Bryant-Denny Stadium, the first concert of Bryant-Denny in more than 40 years. He does his famous walkout. So, we love to irritate Alabama fans around. And our question today was, who would you like to see Morgan Wallen walk out with for his walkout that would just drive Alabama fans insane? And the answer, 615-737-1025. You can call or text us and let us know your response. 615-737-1025. Who would you like to see walk out with Morgan Wallen that would just irritate to no end Alabama fans? I said Phil Fulmer because Bama fans hate Phil Fulmer. Then we had a few came in like Kirby Smart would be good. Then we had Chris Davis, the kick six guy from the game, come out in his jersey. That would irritate people. Barkley, I'm not sure Barkley would irritate people because it's all good time fun with him. But the Cam Newton one would drive Alabama fans crazy if he walked out with Morgan Wallen. Drive them crazy. They'd go nuts. Right, so it would be, but they're hoping for Nick Saban and Derrick Henry to walk out tomorrow night.
What about the kicker from Tennessee that beat Alabama in Knoxville for like the first time in 30 years? What, Chase McGrath?
Oh, a couple years ago?
Yeah, that
the knuckleball,
that little doinky kick that went through the uprights.
That'd be a good one.
That would be great.
Have him's jersey, but he'd have to walk out with Smokey and I keep saying Daniel Boone. It's Davy Crockett, right? The UT guy.
Yes, it's Davy Crockett. Sorry, Joe.
God, I need to go back to school. I can't, you know, Jim on our text line says we can't do math. Look, Jim, we told you we don't do math on this show. That's why we got into radio, where we hope math would not come back around and bite us in the ass, and it did. So it came back and got us done. All right, big, is Bear? Bear for a question of the day. Bear, welcome in, Bear. Question of the day is, who do you want to see walk out with Morgan Wallen tomorrow night that would irritate Alabama fans?
I don't know if y'all, I might have missed it, but it's got to be Cam Ward, right? I mean, not Cam Ward, Cam Newton, my bad.
Cam Newton, right?
Cam Newton. Yeah. Did y'all already do him?
Yeah.
We mentioned it.
Yeah, Cam is great.
Damn, wow. I thought I was going to be the head of the game. I can't think of nobody else that Bo Jackson, I don't know.
Bo Jackson would be good, right?
Yeah. Yeah, appreciate you taking my call. Thank you.
All right, man.
Thank you,
see
ya.
All right, I'm going to effort a number for you real quick there, Dr. Crane.
Sure, thank you very much.
Because I didn't get this text here in a little bit, so we will I'll send it to you.
As George says, we're in a four-corner star.
I'll send it to you, Dr. Crane. By the way, Dr. Crane's doing 19 jobs behind the glass, and I tell you, if something happened to Dr. Crane back there, I would call 911 and I'd go home. That would be my job for the rest of the day. All right, I'm going to send it to you there, Dr. Crane. Dr. Crane, you having a good day, buddy?
Fantastic, actually. Just busy, but fantastic.
What you got going on this weekend, buddy?
Just doing something great. Right,
there's a number sent to you.
Thank you very much. So, yeah, just staying busy. You know, made 33 pounds of pizza dough last night. Going to make 33 more tonight. And, yeah, getting ready for two events this weekend.
You got a big event this weekend, right?
Yeah, out in Kingston Springs for the Jordan Foundation. So, good cause. Kids that are, you know, born with deformities or without some form of extremities of arms and legs.
God bless you, buddy. Get it done.
Going to make some pizzas for the kids and have a good time. They do a picnic every other year, I think. And
a picnic. Yep, I like it.
There you go. So they reached out to me.
All right, good. There's a number I sent to you for that right there as well. We'll do that. But yeah, the Nashville Cats are in action tonight, or the Cats, I should say, up in Clarksville. And that I had the phone number for the quarterback, Tyler Kolka, and then I forgot to send it on its way. So to blame me for that one. So we waste no time. Let's bring on the starting quarterback for the Cats, one Tyler Kolka. Tyler, how are you, buddy? And you got to be fired up for tonight.
Oh, you already know it. It's been a long offseason. I'm ready to go.
What is it about opening night, arena ball, that gets you fired up, man?
I think it's just been a long offseason, just getting back in the arena, practicing there this week, and just getting back in today for walkthroughs. It's going to be an electric environment. I'm excited to get back into the game.
You were able to play two games last year up in F&M Bank Arena, sold out, crowd going crazy, that new smell arena up there, the crowd got behind you. What was that like playing those two games up there last year, Tyler?
Oh, my gosh. It was amazing. The crowd was live. It was active. You know, I remember my first touchdown. I threw a touchdown pass and got absolutely smoked, and all of a sudden I just heard the crowd roaring, and I was like, man, I knew I scored. So I'm excited to get back in that arena and play for those fans again today.
Tell us about your career. Where did you go to college?
So I went to college at Lawrence Technological University, a small Division II school up in Michigan, and then I started the program there, actually. I was the first ever quarterback to quarterback that team, started there for 5 years, and then yeah, after college, got the opportunity to go play professionally in Japan in the X League, and it was amazing over there. Great experience. Japan is really cool. I loved living in Tokyo, and the food was amazing. And you know, and then obviously came back last year, got married, and now playing with the Cats. And I love arena football. It's just like playing backyard football, like you grew up playing with your buddies. It's awesome. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and you guys did. I mean, all the way to the championship last year, championship game. Does that still burn you a little bit not winning that?
Oh, you already know. That's why I said, like I said before, I'll say it again. This offseason was super long, you know, letting that sting for a while. Worked insanely hard this offseason. I'm not letting that happen again.
I love it. Tyler Kolka is on with us. He's the quarterback for the Cats tonight. They play their opening game up in F&M Bank Arena starting at 7 o'clock. Very few tickets left for this event that are probably sold out, so get some. It'll be a lot of fun. What works with – I know the offense, and you can score quick and quick. What works with you guys? It was working so well last year that you hope you can get back again. Is it knowing where a guy's going to be? Is it knowing you guys are on the same level together? How does this all come together to know you got your guys when you're running that offense?
I think the biggest thing is, you know, we added some pieces to us this year, you know, that weren't with us last year. And, you know, we got a great group of guys. And so, you like you said, it's working with those guys on the timing, getting a lot of reps with them, making sure that you know, hey, they're going to do this, and you know what they're going to do before they even do it. So it's a lot of things like that, especially in an arena. You know, you got small windows. You know, the windows close a lot faster because the field isn't as big. And, you know, obviously in offense, you want to stretch the field as much as possible. So you have to be able to play on time and be able to get the ball to those receivers real quick.
Nashville Cats quarterback Tyler Kolka is on the line with us. Tyler, when it comes to looking at your performance last season, 1,700-plus yards, 31 touchdowns, now you have a full season of just video on every team. Granted, there are a few other expansion teams in the league this year, but you have more film on other teams now. How relieving and refreshing is that for you as a quarterback to just oversee everything going into year two?
Well, I think the biggest thing is last year I came in kind of cold. I didn't really know the arena game. I got brought in after week one or week two of the season and finally got the opportunity to start in week three. So I think, you know, going into this season, it's like I got a year under my belt. I understand the game a lot more, where last year I was just kind of thrown into the fire and, you know, kind of was relying on my ability to, you know, have a strong arm and being able to throw off different arm angles and platforms and stuff like that. And, you know, this year, now I have that, plus I have the experience of knowing the game, and I've learned the game and, you know, studied the game this offseason. I've watched film of, you know, back in 2015 when, you know, my coach ended up winning the Arena Bowl with the Sabercats back in the day. And so, you know, a lot more, I feel like I've grown a lot more this offseason, put a lot of time and effort into being the best arena quarterback that I can be. And so this year I'm just coming with that extra, not only just relying off my talent, but also knowing the game.
Yeah, when it came to transcending your game from, you said, the X-League in Japan, first off, what was that like? And then after you were done with your time there and coming back to the States, what was that transition like as a quarterback to play in Arena League?
Well, so for me, it was, you know, going into Japan, it was like, it was almost like college. It was just faster. You know, you go into the X League, you know, it's, you know, a lot of people compared to those top three teams to maybe small Division I football and stuff like that. And the rules are the same as college football. So, you know, for me, it was like a step up from college where I learned a lot and everything was faster and I was getting better and stuff like that. And then, you know, coming back here, then transferring to the arena game, it's a completely different game. It's just, the game has just gotten so much faster for me at every level I've been to, you know, going from college where, you know, play Division II ball and, you know, it was great. And I had a lot of great experiences, but then going up to Japan, you know, it sped the game up for me, you know, the talent level is a little better. And then coming back here to, you know, arena ball, it's way faster than even the NFL just because you don't have the space. So, you know, you sit here and you just like the game is, you know, just only sped up for me. And so taking those steps and taking those strides to just be faster with my reads, be faster with my decision-making. And then also at the same time, making good decisions, you know, that was all of that has kind of built me to the athlete that I am today, you know?
Absolutely. Tyler Kolka, again, is on the line with us here on the Chasing Big Joe show. Tyler, one more for me before I hit it back to Joe. When it comes to just the true preparation of this season, now having a full offseason with the Cats to kind of build chemistry with your offensive guys, how much more refreshing is that to hear this year rather than last year? Like you said, cold start, week three, trying to get used to everything.
Well, I just think we can kind of hit the ground running. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, last year I remember – you know, early in my first couple starts, it was kind of like, I felt like my coaches were kind of protecting me, you know, protecting me from making bad decisions, where now I have that experience. You can go in and call any play you want. You feel confident that I'm going to be able to make those plays. And then not only that, we got some veteran receivers and, you know, we brought in Malik Honeycutt. He's, you know, top receiver in the league last year. So having him and being able to protect me, but then also having familiar faces like Jordan Gandy. And, you know, it's just, it's great things, you know, having those receivers come in and, you know, being able to say, okay, we have this experienced guy who's, we don't have to protect anymore. So now we can go out week one and we don't have to go and do protect our quarterback. He can come out and make plays for us right off the jump. And so I think that's the difference of the mindset of not only me, but also our coaching staff as well.
I love it. Tyler Kolka is with us. He's the starting quarterback for the Cats. They take on the action on Effingham Bank Arena up in Clarksville. How much, Tyler, autonomy do you have running the offense, meaning are you able to, I know you got a coordinator, are you able to say, hey, coach, they're doing this and doing that, can we do this? Or is it open, is it communication both ways that it's good?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I have a great OC, and, you know, Coach Arbett brought a new guy in this year, Coach Steve Papp, and he played this arena game back in the day, and he knows the game really well. And so, you know, having him, being able to communicate with him and talk about how he sees the game has even brought my game to another level of, you know, being able to maybe fit some balls in tighter windows that maybe I wouldn't do last year because, you know, trying to protect the football. But this year, you know, being able to go look at things and say, okay, if you see this and you see his demeanor, you can attack this spot on the field. And so, you know, he's been great for me and my development, obviously, but then also going into a game like this and going into our first game, I'm really excited to see what we have and how he calls plays and stuff like that. You know, it's going to be really great because, to be honest, he also does take my feedback. He'll go in and say, hey, you want to take a shot here? Do you want to go quick game and stuff like that? And gives me that kind of free reign to be able to say, hey, let's try this or try that. And then we roll with whatever he calls. So I'm excited to go into this game and be able to, you know, be able to work with him and all that stuff too. It's going to be a blast.
I love it. And plus I think you have one of the best football last names of all time. What is Kolka?
It's actually Polish. You know, it's from my dad's side. It actually means bullet in Polish. So it's kind of cool, you know, throwing bullets out there. I love it.
And I understand Greg Pogue wrote a great article about you on the Cats, naturalcats.com. You're going to be a dad soon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's very true. Me and my wife are we're due May 15th, and so we have a little boy coming. We're really excited to bring him into the world for sure and have him bring into some Cats games as well.
Is it going to be Bullet Kolka? I mean, that would be pretty badass, Tyler.
No, that won't be his first name. I'm not going to disclose the name just yet, but But that would be pretty crazy.
Oh, that's awesome. Look, man, we thank the world of you. It's going to be fun up there tonight. It's going to be a crazy atmosphere. Thank you for your time doing this. We'll see you tonight, man. And best of luck, Tyler. Thank you.
Of course, always. Thank you guys for having me. Can't wait.
Very good. Tyler Kalka, the starting quarterback of the Cats. I'm looking forward to it. I'll be on the call tonight with George Plaster. You can get it at AF1.com or HomeTeamSports.com. Just Google Cats and football, and you'll see it tonight. I'm excited to be on the broadcast with Mr. Plaster, and a lot of fun. And Dr. Graves, we talked about earlier, whether it's indoor football, whether you're playing in the parking lot, whether you're at Cumberland or Nissan, I don't care. It's football, and it's fun.
The pop of the pads just get you ready for it.
Right, right. You know what's funny about arena ball? We're taught playing football to turn everything in, right? Everything's got to go in the middle. You wait on the cavalry to come. And this is like push it out. I'm trying to slam you into the sideboard as hard as I can. So it's a different dynamic watching that. It's always been fun to do that.
Well, yeah, because you have borders around the perimeter of the field, which is basically like an extra defender if you're playing defense.
Yeah.
You're just going to slam you into the wall. But if you're on the offensive side of the ball, I think it kind of helps you a little bit too. Because if you're trying to do like a, I don't know, let's say you're doing a shimmy move on the outside, you get the defender real good. Guess what he's doing? He's running into the wall.
Right.
And you got the open field down the seam. So yeah, it's just so fun back and forth.
Yeah, it's like a 180. So you just try to jam that guy into the board. But you always hear, set the edge. And here it's like, no, we're going to slam you into the edge and do all that. All right, that's cool. Thank you, Greg Pogue and Jeff Fisher and the Cats and Jeff Jarrett for getting all that arranged for us for the interview with Tyler Kalk tonight up at F&M Bank Arena in Clarksville. Take another break. Come back. This is Chase and Big Joe Show right here on 102.5 The Game.